We'll start with the topic is beer. We started yesterday, end of the shiur, discuss it. We were learning the Derech Amunah. Derech Amunah, we were discussing at great length whether it's a Raisa, whether it's a Rabbanan. And the Rabban said two things in Chumash. Number one, the Imacholas Asuras aspect of eating it after the Zman Beer lapses and you didn't do anything about it, maybe the Rabbana. And then he said, maybe the entire concept, the whole institution of Beer, may be in fact only amid the Rabbana. That would be quite a remarkable concept if it were to be true. So, the riot that we brought at the end was from a Gemara and Masechta Yuma, Daf Pei Gimel. Hakal Hakal Tchila, we try to give the lesser of the various evils, if you will, the Issur, which is less severe, if someone has to eat on Yom Kippur or eat in general for Macholos Asuras. So there's a comparison between Tevel and Shvius. So Tevel is considered to be more Chamur, Misi B'dei Shemayim, and Shvius is only an Asay. So they see from there that the Issur to eat after Shvius, presumably, is a Din D'Oraisa. Had it been a Din D'Rabbanon, there's nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about. What's there to say? However, not so simple that this is really the case. This Yerushalmi is in Demai, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph. Where it says, "Tel Avav Al Misa Shvius Belosase." Now we hear the word Losase. There in Yuma, it said somewhat of a different nusach. So on the side, I asked to see the Gilyan Ashas. He says, Shvius below, say, Lav Davka. The Sviche Shvius ain't a rak the Rabbanim, as the Rambam said. Uve Peiris Shvius Yachar Abir, Rabbein lo Bir im Yeshbo Asay, Avarashi Yuma Pei Gimel says, Isser Asayhu. Isser Asay. Here it says, it's a Losa say. So therefore, the Yerushalmi sounds like it's telling us, in contrast to Shitas Rashi. Rashi said in Masechta Yuma that seems to be saying, we'll read you from the original Rashi, here in the Sugya Daf Pei Gimel. Here it is. A whole discussion of Kala Kal Tchila. Want to know, for example, Tevel and Nevela, Nevela. Tevel and Shvius, Shvius. That's all it says. It doesn't say what Issur Shvius we're talking about. So Rashi said, what Shvius? What could be, what's wrong with Shvius? Remember, Rashi doesn't hold from Meshumer. Right? We spoke about it a few times already. So it can't be Issur Meshumer. It doesn't exist. So where's the Macholos Asuras? Zogt Rashi. Where is the Macholos Asuras in Shemitah? Liachas Man Abir. Shatavu B'Dei Shemayim. Vashvius ba'asei. So you see, it's a deraisa from the fact that it doesn't say it wants the Rabbanan. At least from the Rashi, you see that way. And if you say that against Rashi, it means it's the Rabbanan. It's too obvious, says Reb Chaim Kanevsky. It's too obvious that the deraisa compared to the Rabbanan. It must be that it's an Issa deraisa. All the other examples are all deraisas, right? We said Tevel and Nevela is all deraisas. Tevel is Truma is deraisas. Everything's also thrown at the Rabbanan here. Wouldn't make any sense. Now this kash was already raised by the Minchas Chinuch. Of course, we could suggest as follows, that we're talking about Issur Doraisa, but not beer. I always said before that the Ramban doesn't hold from Meshumer. The Ramban also doesn't hold from Meshumer. So then what could it be? Well, maybe it means either Nevad, which may be also Issur Doraisa, maybe even according to the Ramban, or it's a bit of a difficulty because it's according to only one Tana, Sfichin, according to Rabbi Akiva. That's in effect what the Gilyan Ashas and Yerushalmi said, talking about Sfichin. Right? So, but I told the Rabbona, so say it's talking about Sfichin according to Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, this Raya is not an absolutely perfect Raya. Good, so far so good. So we've sort of dodged the bullet. According to Rabban, we've sort of knocked out, there were three big kashas against him, and we sort of somehow dodged them. However, there's a big kasha, Rabbi Osai, from a Toras Kohanim, which paradoxically is quoted by the Ramban.
up. Chumash. What's that there? Ramban himself,
on the Makaros, I asked you to see Ramban, not only this Ramban about Bir per se in Chof Hei Zayin, but also in Chof Hei Hei, those should have a Chumash that open it up. Yeah, it's one paragraph, at least in this edition that I have, it's one paragraph. He says as follows. Where is it? Va'at Oshuv. It's a new paragraph in this edition. Chafehe. The Farish HaBraisas HaShneers B'Toros Kohan. Hey, lo nizel lo nezlev es tshuva sein. Emein zore ma osfin. Om Rabbi Akiva. Mikan samchu le tzvichen shen asur b'shvies. There it is. Right? Fine. But the Torah's Kohanim says, that's very nice, that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. What do the majority of Chachamim say? Listen carefully to the words of the Ramban. Quoting from this, just quoting Torah's Kohanim. Ein tzvichen asur midivrei Torah midivrei Sofer. Im kein, lo monemar hein lo nizav lo nesav. This is Klai Yisrael saying back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Omar talonu Hashem al tizro. You told us not to plant. Ma anu osvin umachnis in the kiyum. What can we gather? Can't gather too much. We have a little bit we can have. Amar talanu ba'aru ma anu ochlim min abir ve'elich. That's a direct quotation of the Torah's Kohanim found in the Ramban itself. In the Ramban itself. Now, how do you like that? How do you like that? You see, klar, the beer is the rice. This is not an original raya from Chaim Kanievsky. The Rash Shulio quotes it. Again, those are the Otzer. You can look it up in the newest edition of the Otzer. It's in Perek Tes, now Sufis. Mishnah Ches, page Mem Aleph, the Ramaskal Ode. It's exactly that raya. Exactly that raya. And he quotes the Yerushalmi. We still get in a shas, so the Rabbanan, going on Tzvichin. Or we can suggest what it means is, Belosa say, Sir Reb Chaim and its rice is Losa, the Yerushalmi means, Lama Baba Chala say. That's not so posh. It could be a Losa say, either Tzvichin, the Kondor Bekiva, or the Rabbanan Kondor Bekiva. Doesn't need to be after Bekiva. Here's a big kash, as Reb Chaim. How, in fact, can the Chachamim create a new concept of beer after the Zman Yisur? They tell you to burn it, but at the Raisa level, it's Mutar Bachila. It's Hefset Peres Shvius. So Reb Chaim suggests, you know, maybe you find cases in Yevamos Peches and Tosis that can be Oker Dovim and Torah Bekum Vasei if there's a very important Tam Gomer. It's a Tam Gomer. It shouldn't be hoarding the Shvius, whatever it may be. This is what Reb Chaim says. Then he says, the Rov Rishon hold up here is the Raisa for sure. Rashi we had in Yuma. And the Rash in Perek Tes, Mishnah Hay that we saw, the Rosh there, Tosis and Psochem Nun Beis, Rambam and Pirish and Mishnayis, and Perek Zayin Locha Aleph, Adka. Yeah.
The Ramban, who says Ramban doesn't say that you have to destroy the
beers.
You just have to be
masked. No. They're two different dinim of beer. One is, we'll get to it later, the details. You have to be mafkir it, bizman abir. But if you didn't, then it's already too late. It's also bachila forever. That's all the sugis about kovish kvashim, and what's the problem? Just be mafkir it. No, if you pass that deadline, it's also bachila. That's a nisa derabonon. Other states nisa d'oraisa. Rav Shlomo Zalman suggests a compromise view, which is what the Ramban in effect says. The beer, the concept is d'oraisa. The iser to eat it after beer is only derabonon. The Ramban himself suggests that possibility. And if that's the case, all those kashas of Chaim Kanievsky are still kashas, because all those riots were about Yachila. See, it's Achila's the riots. You have to be docha the way we're docha until now. Fine. Now, what's the lumdus, Rabosai, of beer? It says, you know, where did it come from? So we saw already it comes from a pasuk. We'll see soon the really two psukim, which are very important. The first pasuk it comes from, The Sugim Psachim we saw quite a while ago. Those have the oats, you can look it up in Masechta Psachim. It's Perek Chafei, Pasuk Zayin, and Pashas Bahar. The Pasuk is simple on its face. Okay, push it. They can eat it. No. So Chazal comment, and Rashi quotes it over here in Chumash, Kol zman shechay ocheles min asode, hachel lebhemtcha min abayis. Kolo lechay min asode, kalei lebhemtcha min abayis. Beautiful number across the door. They even give you the dots. So you shouldn't have to make a mistake. Once kolo, once kalei, always vahoda. They come through again. You put dots. Okay? So this is the sugya sagamara, Rabbi Osai. This is the sugya, he quotes it from Tainus Avav, it's also a psachim, and this is the main source of beer as we know it. That's source number one. Fine? What's the nature of beer? So Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the Sefer Peiris Shvius, those want to look it up later on, page Shin Ayin Dalet and Hey. What? The Torah is Rachmanis on the Chaya, on the Behema. No, it's not the Pshat. Shlomo Zalman says, what does he say? En kavanosim lochos ala Chaya shebesoda, shiyam alom alecho. Come on. That's not the Pshat. So what is the Pshat? Loda shetzrichim shuv pam lahafkir, v'liskos hachakach ezochim ben ahefkir. Rabbi Osai, It's a two-pronged approach. When you have the peak of the agricultural season and everything is growing in the fields, although it's my field, at least it was my field, now it's hefker. Hefker, I have nothing to say about it. Nothing to say, hefker. Fine. But hefker, everyone can take from the hefker also, including myself, including anybody else. Once you come to Zmana beer, you have to be mafker it all over again. Yes. What's the mafkir of when you take it back a second time? But that's an extra stage. That's what the Torah means. Not the Torah's worried about the chaya. What's the raya? The raya is that number one, there's a concept of otza bezin. We don't have to worry about beers we spoke about a while ago. What's the chaya gonna eat? Too bad. And number two, you'll have to take it back immediately. Okay? It's very important. Remember the discussion we had? Beer is the Tovas Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. That's why we saw in the Sefer Shemitah Mamachtit, you can't do beer in Chutzlarts. The whole point of beer is to make it, you know, give people in Israel a chance to have something extra to eat at that point in time. It's no longer available in the fields. So that's why I have to be mafkir a second time. Now, Rabbi Osai, let's turn to Perek Zayin, Rabbi Osai, Mishnah Beis. Okay, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, Masechta Shavuos. Please open up. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Old Kala Acher Amru, Kol Sheino Machal Adam Machal Behema Umiminat Zovim Umiskayim Baoret Yesh Lo Shvius Lo Dam of Shvius Ein Lo Beer VeEin Le Dam of Beer. A klal. Now, what exactly is this klal? What is the klal? Okay, what's the klal? So, Rabbi Osai, the Rambam writes, Pirush Mishnayos. What's pshat? Why not? So, doesn't explain exactly why. So the one possibility, Rabbi Osai, of Ein Lo Beer, is simply because it's still around. You'll never reach the level of Kol L'Chayim and Asada. That's one way to say it. However, the Poshup Shad is no. It's Exeris HaKosav of beer, which applies to Machal Odom and Machal Behema. Those are the two sources here. We're talking about, what does it say? Tiekol Tvosak. Right. Kale Livhemtachim and Abites. So you have to get rid of it, Machal Behema from your house. And presumably, the Kavachomer, you have to get rid of Machal Odom from your house. Okay? But something which is neither Machal Odom nor Machal Behema falls between the cracks. And there is no source whatsoever to tell us that the chiv of beer exists. Okay? That's what it says. There's no din of beer. The Behemtach of Alachaya. Okay? Therefore, something which is not fit for Machal Behema, no. And so too, something else which is, again, something which is not meant for Machal Adam or for Machal Behema, there's no din of beer. The Gzeras HaKosav is limited. How do you know Adam? Pasha Pshat. Kavachomer from a Behema. Or there's another possibility. What's the other possibility, Rabbi Osai? How else do you know that Machal Adam is included in this din? After all, the source tells us about Machal Behema. So how do you know? And you can say sort of a Kavachomer, but you can argue on the Kavachomer. But perhaps, Rabbi Osai, as we said already yesterday, there seems to be an additional source for the din of beer. What's the additional source? Oh, this source, Rabbi Osai says, when it comes to Shemitah, Pasuk Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, Min HaSodeh Tochlu HaStavu HaSah. This is talking about the person. So Rashi here says as well, Im Kol HaLechai Min HaSodeh, HaTetzor Levah Min HaBayis, Kishem Shenema B'Shviyis, Kach Lema B'Yovel. So Rashi says the two psukim teach us, one by Shemitah, one by Yovel, but it's the same exact thing. Not necessarily. Perhaps the previous pasuk is talking about Machal Behema, and this pasuk is talking about Machal Adam. It's Tochlu. There it says, Drashas Chazal, Levehemtecha. So that may be two psukim, not redundant, except one Shemitah, one Yovel, but perhaps one's Machal Adam, one is Machal Behema. This might be the case. We can't prove it, but that's what's suggested over here. Okay. Quotes in two different psukim. And he has just one line in page Shin Ayin Vav, the top line is in his footnote. He quotes a drasha of Yovel that has V'nirash HaKavana LaAdam. In those three words, I believe the author, Rabbi Cohen, is telling us that he thinks that one drasha by Behema and one drasha is by Adam. That's in Shin Ayin Vav. On Shin Ayin Hey, he says, even though the sources talk about Kala Behemtach Min HaBayis, Yesh L'Chalos Gam Machal Adam. Okay? Presumably, it's a kind of a Kala V'Chomer. The next page he suggests, well, maybe it's the other drasha. Okay? Important, keep that in mind, there are two drushes. Okay, fine. Now, Rabbi Osai, if you look at the same Mishnah over here, what did it say? It says, Ezo Iker Halof HaShote. What does Iker Halof HaShote? What does this mean? So it's apparently included in one of the categories of something which has no din of beer. Why not? So the Chazon Ish explains, in Siman Yud Gimel Sifkot and Tes, it's not a machal really, Ela Yadei Adchak. Yadei Adchak. So that's why it's not considered to be a real machal Adam, and therefore there would be no din of beer. Fine. Okay, fine. There's a sefer called the Toras Zeroyim. We haven't seen too much of it, have we this year yet? A little bit we had? Once. Okay, this is twice. Mr. Shem will have it again. But it's a Gevaldige Sefer. Whenever we see it, it's something very nice. This is in Sefer Torah Zeroyim, in the Mishnah here, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. That's an interesting idea. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. So it's like this. Talks here about the following situation. The Rambam holds, as we know, that Garinim have no beer. We'll see in a minute. We should open the Rambam right now. Open up, please, the Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Tesvav. Zion Tesvav and Rambam. Klipi Rima and Vagavinin have Shvias, Lutamehem Shvias, and Lahem Velola Dmehem Beer. Okay? Why? Why? Presumably it's referring to a case of something which has royal achila, otherwise, how can I have the Shvias at all? I behold Elam Beer, Nere Mishum, the Ne, the Ruin Lachila. Mikomakom enam yuchadim lachila. Oh, the same yisod. It's fit, but it's not designated. Ulashita seramam sham kol she enam yuchad lemachaladim abehema ein lo biur. Okay, this is shita serambam. This is shita serambam. Okay, has to be miyuchala. That's what the Chaznish was basically saying. Something which is on nechal deatchak. It has kedusha shvius, but there's no din of biur. This is the Torah's Rome. He asks Akasha here against the Kesef Mishnah. What did Kesef Mishnah say? Dibre Kesef Mishnah Shom, Tumua Maot. What did he say to Kesef Mishnah, Perek Zayin Locha Tesvav? What did he say, Rabbi Osai? It's not Royal Achila, but since Kevin Sheikir Pre Royal Amachal Adam, Chala Kedusha Shvias Alein, even on the part which is not Royal Adam, such as Garinim, and because it's not Royal Adam, that's why there's no din of beer, not ikra pri. Shver avart, we're assuming that the Kesef Mishnah is incorrect. It is royal achila. It is royal achila. It goes back to yesterday's Rambam. Perek hey, halacha chaf aleph. Just for a second, see it again. Perek hey, halacha chaf aleph, Rabbi Osai. Haklipin of agarina shemutam betrumah lezorim, English shvias chal aleihem, vareim ke'etzim. It's garnished. Obviously, the... It can't be referring to those kind of garinim over here. Because he said, just in the Kesef Mishnah Svara, even though it's inedible completely, but since it's part of the bigger fruit, it has Kedusha Shvias. It's against enough on the Rambam in Perek Hey. Everyone has this kasha against the Kesef Mishnah. Everyone has this kasha. No one understands exactly what to answer. You don't understand? Anyway, I have no terrors. If you have a teretz against the Mishnah, you let me know. Let's turn our attention to both sides to what beer really is. And that's to be found, we were here once before, if you recall, Perek Tes, in Masechta Shvias, Mishnah Ches. Here's the fundamental source for what beer actually really is. Let's take a look. Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches. If you remember correctly, there were two gersos. That's what I think is so exciting. Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches tells us as follows. Mi shayel o peir shvius figir ashas abir mechalek mazen shalosh sudas lecholecha viyecha vaniyim ochen nachar rabbi avlo ashirim divir rabbi yuda rabbi yosi omer echar aniyim vechar ashirim ochlen achar abir. So on before Shem Mishnah there's no din of macholos asuris, anyone can eat it after the beer. You have to be mafkir it and you can reclaim it and eat it, no problem. A Mishnah mefureshes, only one problem, Rabbi Osai. The Rambam's Girsa is not Ochlin, but rather Ain Ochlin Achar Abir. Big difference, 180. Instead of Ochlin Achar Abir, his Girsa is Ain Ochlin Achar Abir. Makes quite a difference. Quite a difference. So, what does that mean? What does that mean, Ain Ochlin Achar Abir? So the Rambam tells you, Im Lo Motza Ochlin B'Shas Abir, Sorei Feish. Right? Open the Rambam again to Perek Zayin. In Hilchos Shemitah, where he says so explicitly. Person tells you what beer is. Mevarosa. What does Mevarosa mean? In Halacha Gimel. Lo motz ochlin b'shas abir soref ba'esh o ma'abed, to get rid of it completely. Can't find anyone to take it, to divide it to three sudas. You just throw it in the garbage. So writes the Rambam. Wow. So the Mefarshim already jump on the Rambam. The Raiva disagrees with the Rambam. We'll see if he has his own unique sheet. We'll see in a moment. But the Kesef Mishnah explains the gears of the Rash and the Ramban is Ochlin, but the gears of the Rambam is clearly Rabbeinu Yagoris B'Mishnah Shekosafti Rabbi Yosef Echad Anim Echad Ashirim Ein Ochlin Achar Rabir in the Pirush Mishnayis, not here on this Mishnah, but in the fifth Perek. Let's take a look just to see it, just to prove, I mean, it's obvious to us, because it's a cast of Mishnah quotes it, we should take a look. In the fifth parak of Masechet Shviyos, the Rambam has quotes our Mishnah, and there he quotes the Mishnah as having the opposite girsa of the girsa that we have. Here we go. Mishnah Gimel. Later I will explain that what's left over, give it to Aniyam Das Reb Yudah. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Acha Rabir, Eina Mutal Yochlam, Lolanim, Velolashir. So if you wonder what his Girsa was, he tells you Beferish, this is what his Girsa was. We have the Girsa that they both may eat it, and the Rambam's Girsa was they both may not eat it. Finished. That's what he passed like Rabbi Yossi. Also, even to Aniyam. This is Shita Sarambam. That's his Girsa. Fine. That's his Girsa. Good. So now, if you give it to three suitors to everybody, that's okay. That's okay. Even if it's mana beer, you don't have to burn it. You have an option of giving it out. If you can't find people to give it out, then you have to burn it, according to the Rambam sheet. And if you gave it out, pray tell, till when can they hold on to it? I gave you three suitors, you three suitors, all right? I had 30 suitors, I gave it to 10 people. Everyone has three suitors. Must they eat it the day of the beer? Can they hold on to it forever? So the Chazanish expresses some doubt on this matter. But it's often the Tosis of Esech Lezvachah, my name and base, and the Aram HaKomas, that's the last Aram HaKomas, if I'm not mistaken, who says, yes, the last one, who seems to say clearly, it's mutter to hold on to it forever. There's no limit. Once it was distributed in portions, portion control, of three suitors or less, you have that, you can hold on to it forever. Pashup Shah. Now, Rabbosai, let's take a look in Tosefta. Perek Ches Halacha Dalet. This is quite interesting. Perek Ches Halacha Dalet in Masechta Shviyos in the Tosefta. Mi sheyesh lo peres shviyos vigeas shas abir mechalek mehen l'shcheinov l'krovov l'yodov u'motzi u'meiniach al Pesach Beis v'yomer Acheinu Beis Yisrael kol mi shetzarech litol yoma v'yitol. Public announcement. Now what happens? Chozer u'machnis esoch beiso v'ochel v'holach ad shal sheyichlu. Make an announcement and pull it right back into your house. That's a pretty good stunt. We'll see soon how it gets even better. Okay, it gets even better. Now, the Chasdei David says, what's the Rambam going to do with this? The Rambam paskins that after beer, it's usher. Hey, say, everyone can eat it? Chasdei David says, look carefully. What about the Rambam? Mikanavi Raya Ramban, Litzchol Soros Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah quotes it there. V'yesh Lefarach, she's a Rambam. The Mish Bava, the Sefer, the Milser, the Rabbi Shimoni. What's Rabbi Shimoni? Rabbi Shimoni is the one who said the last line on that in Halacha Gimel. He had the Machloikas, right? Presumably, Rama had a girsa. Ein ochlin. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ashirin ochlin min ha'otzer achar abir. What otzer? I understood it mean otzer bezdin. Otherwise, even Ashirin shouldn't be able to eat, which is the line of the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, me is a continuation of Shimon, continuation of Yehuda. Fine. The Rambam concedes that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's permissible to eat at least aniyim, but we pass the Rabbi Yossi, and therefore this price of dal is against Rabbi Yossi, so we don't have to worry about it. Again, the Chasdei David. Those who have it, look inside, please. He says like this: Machokas between Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi stov hashir men ochel men otzer v'adin dein ochel nachar hashif kiru don nesina liad bezin nachis otzer efkeru. Vim kozel Rabbi Yossi ain ochlin who are then I feel the hefka b'fnei atzma. As Rabbi Yosef says, that's it. This man period comes, it's also for everybody. Rabbi Shimon, the Tani, Shashirim Ochel Min Ha'Osar, right? Who are the Nami, Sh'Ochel Acha Shefkiru, Vayna the Messiah, Chozer Ha'Machnis. Al Rabbi Yosef, Nechanam Yosef, said Chazidov is saying, quote the Rambam, yes, this is Hosefta against me. Correct. The Ramban, I'm not the spoil from the Ramban's Kasha. We don't pass it as Hosefta. Hosefta is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. We pass and like Rabbi Yosef. Fine, that's what it says. Usher, finished. So Rabbi Osai is an interesting question. What do you mean, Ochel v'holech at shah sheyichlu? What do the words at shah sheyichlu mean? What does it mean? So if you hold, like the Ramban, means you can eat them till you run out of food. Simply, till you run out of food. That's what the word means. When you run out of food, then of course there's nothing left. That's a sort of self-explanatory, almost redundant, superfluous. But that's what it says. Oh, but it's interesting, Rabbi Osai. Chasei Dovid has what to say, not only in Tosefta Ches Dalet, which we just read, but he has what to say on Tosefta Ches Gimel as well. What does Chasei Dovid say over here? Okay, the Rama has the opposite gear, so he says. Okay, what's Rabbi Yosef Shimon fighting about? Rabbi Yosef saw the afagav the perishal kulam mu rovin biotzim kozeh ein ochel nechol achar abir elaniim mamish. Wait, this is Rabbi Yehuda. Aniim mamish, those who have no fields, but someone who has perish. It's considered to be an usher, can't eat it. Rabbi Shimon says, no. If you have the fruits, then can't eat it. Like Rabbi Yehuda. But, if it's oats of bezin, Rabbi Shimon argues, and says, no. That's according to the opinion of the Rash. According to the Rambam, no. Halacha holds according to Rabbi Yossi, according to the Rambam, asalakol. This is what the Chasei Dovid talks about in Tosefta on Halacha Gimel as well. Okay, so Achi Yichlu, according to what he was saying now, this is the opinion Halacha Lemais according to the Rash, and the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda according to the Rambam, that you can eat it whenever you want, eat it. There's no rush. You don't have to eat it that same day. Okay, that's what we assume Halacha Lemais. Let's summarize so far. According to the Rash and the Ramban and Rov Rishonim, what is beer? It's a second requirement to be mafkir. Chaim's Shas HaBir, based on the Pesukim, which he learned. You have to put it, if you have more than three suitors, you got to put it out. You can take it back later on, no problem. If you didn't put it out, it's also forever. Okay? According to the Rambam, once that time comes, it's also forever to everybody. There's no option. Putting it out won't help you a bit. That's because he has different opposite gears. The Ravid Rabbi Osai has its own pshat. And the Ravid is a bit lengthy. Let's take a look on the Ravid. The Ravid has what we call over here Tzvei Dinim. He couldn't believe that the words that Shah Sheyichlu means till the fruits are done. So when they're done, obviously you can't eat it anymore. You finished it. How do they say in America? You can't have your cake and eat it too. You need a mishnah for that. You need a brisa for that. He says you can eat it until you're finished eating it. If you ate the cake, you can't eat it anymore. He didn't like those words in the Tosefta. I can't blame him. It's not a push-up shop. Look what he says. Everyone open up to the Ravid. Does everyone have enough Ravid? Is there any extra Rambam still running around? They're all spread out somewhere now. Everyone should open up a Ravid, Perek, Zion, and Hilchos Shemitah, Halacha Gimel. Lohi, Bechayei Roshi, Loheir, V'lo Hitzir, Ma'u Abir, Ha'osav Al Kol Adam. Ulai Hayasavr, Ki Achiluk Shal Gimel Sudas, Hu Gmar Abir. That's what we said until now. You give it to less than three students. That's done. Vein okay. Ella, look at the nupshat, Tzveidin. Kishayichlu peiros ha'ir utchumeha. Stage one. Motziin kol adam asher bebeis bateihem umevin osam la'otza bezdin. V'mechalken l'chol adam shalosh sudas k'dei l'shabbos v'chein l'chol yom ad shayichlu. V'mein shem otza bezdin mechalek v'lo bezdin mechalek motziin l'shuk umafkiran.
You got to put it out. You got to put it out. In other words, he's saying, that the idea of Gimel Surah is Besdin's prerogative, not the person himself. He gives it to the Besdin, and they'll give it out. Okay? You can't find anybody. There's no Besdin. There's no one else. There's no Besdin around. So you got to be mafkid completely. It sounds like he's saying that an individual can't give out three surahs to everybody. Only Besdin can. Well, you have to put out a mafkid. Yeah, who yochel da'achzav l'eskos ben k'kol adam, v'yochel ha'zocha ben, at sheyichlu olson ha'peres mikol ha'oretz. A new varabosai. The words at sheyichlu doesn't mean until you finish eating the fruits. That's obvious. You can't have a cake and eat it too. No. Till stage two is reached. What is stage two? We already have beer. Beer is kola. No, stage two. What's stage two? Mikol ha'oretz. Not just from the ear of Trumeha, from the entire land. What land? Behuda mikol eretz Yehuda, v'golil mikol golil. V'yacha sheyichlu mikol ha'oretz, oz yisbaru legamer l'sreifo l'ibud, who may also be of elech, and also the mashu, fisha'en lo shem hetas, not yet no legation of matirim, avalabia arishin, kem and sheshu heter achila gimel sudas, also the mashu, v'chayav levai ruvim and abayis, that's from Shimon who says, kol yerek achat bebir, mishakol aminim, shakov, nichbashu bechoves, kem and shakol echat besoda, yiva as kulim bibneshu, also the mashu, is abir. Oh, this is a grief for reasons which we're not going into, we spoke about a little bit yesterday. Ad kan, zeikwin shal dvarim alalu, Ad kan de arrive. Okay, a unique din. Where did he get it from? Two dinim. Where? What's the malka for this rivet? So far, we don't know. As a ritva, as a unique shita, avodazar savach beis, kos yesh mefarshim. Believe it or not, there's a beer in shvius. Then, like all other rishonim, it's permissible to reclaim it. Shminis, Rosh Hashanah passes. You have to destroy it completely. So this fourth shita, I never heard of before, honestly, is quoted over here in the Sefer Perush Shviyas. The Sarach Bir Al Mosmach Ma Chishul Omakein. Who's Yesh Betatzim? Where did he put out thin air? Where did he get it from? Then he has a line. V'gamal Arayved Yesh Tzmokein. Hare Ein Shnei Psukim V'Bir Sheno Mashechad Medaber Kach V'echad Kach. Either the seventh or eighth year, or when the payments were lost from the ear of Tchumeha, were gone, and the second stage, when they're gone from the entire Eretz. So he blames by Akasha against his Ritva, the Yeshmer Tarsin, but more importantly for us, he blames by the same Kasha against the Ravid. So let's try to figure out if we can do something to answer his Kasha. No, there's no Teretz. So before, I've also been told you there are two Psukim. Rashi said one pasuk is for Shemitah and one pasuk is for Yovel. Or we had another suggestion. One pasuk is for Machal Behema, the first one. And the second one is for Machal Adam. Oh. Rabosai, there is a Yerushalmi. There's a Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi is in Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel. I don't see it on the Makoros. Sorry. Oh no, it's here. Perek Tes Halacha Gimel. A little further down. Perek Tes Halacha Gimel. See what it says. The second pasuk that we quoted, Rabbi Osai, Min Hasadeh Tochlu Astavu Asa, which is said by Yovel. So we're suggesting now, either that tells you Yovel and not Shemitah, which is Rashi's trap, or, as was implied earlier, that's telling you Machal Adam and not Machal Behemoth, as the Sefer Perush Shviyas sort of implied that in a half a line. But now let's take a look again. Min Asada Tochu Estuasa, Kozman Shad Ochel Min Asada Ad Ochel Min Abayis. Kolam and Asada, Kolam and Abayis. Ma Tama the Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah goes to Rabbi Shimon. Right? The Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said in the Brayser, Rabbi Osai. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Okay? These words. But the Yerushalmi adds one line. My time of the Rabbi Shimon, at who shegaramta, you're the one who caused lo, it's probably a better girsa, shalo locha. What does that mean? What does that mean? Says Marafulda, Rabbi Shimon, who's the Darash Tama the Kra. We know Rabbi Shimon. Atu shigaramta la shalo tochal the chaya. Hovehu nishmar, you have kept it in your house. You wouldn't let anyone take it. So therefore, Rabbi Osai, therefore, you caused it. Right? Therefore, there's a din of beer. The din of beer exists in such a case. That's what the Mishnah says. Ochlin al hamufkar avolo al hashamur. In other words, if the only fruits that are around are stored behind locked doors, so then you cause the chaya can't eat anything. So therefore, it's not going to help you. So this man of beer has arrived. That's push up shot. Fine. That says Mishnah Dalit. And therefore, Abosai, what's he saying? Don't take the words bias and sada literally. The key question is that if it's shamur, even though it's not babayis, afal pikein, the zman of beer has arrived. Okay, fine. Narabosai, having said, learned this din, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel, what about the opinion of Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi's shita is, Ochel af al ha-shomer. What's pshat, Rabbi Yossi? What's pshat, Rabbi Yossi? What's pshat? Could be we can suggest, I'm suggesting, that according to Tanakhama's Rabbi Shimon, as Yerushalmi said, Dashinon tama de crow. So there's lav dafka. The chai has to have what to eat. Mufka lakol. For carrot, even if it's in the house, it's okay. Don't take bias and soda literally. If it's mufka lakol, even if it's in the house, it's okay. Oh, it's a bezin. And if it's not mufka lakol, even if it's in the outdoors, it's not okay. That's shomer. That's some shim and sheet. Rabbi Yossi perhaps learns, no. Min ha-sodeh tochluas tuasa, pashta dekra. And therefore, Abosai, shamur is mutter. It's still in the sodeh. I lock the gate. So what? It's still in the sodeh. And fakert, and a bias would be usur, even if it's mufka lakol, the otsa bezin. That's what the chaste David said. That according to Rabbi Yossi, chaste otsa bezin won't help. So I'm suggesting a chiddush. At the machlokas of Shimon and Rabbi Yossi here, with the dashin and tam of the krah, of Shimon's opinion, the shitasul throughout Shas. Therefore, it's a question of the lumdus. Does the chaya have access or not? Does everyone have access or not? So if it's an otz of bezin, everyone has access, it's going to be okay, even though it's a house. If it's locked up, it's not okay, even if it's a field. Ein ochna l'shamer. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Osai, takes it literally. Don't give me time of the crow. If it's outside, it's mutter, even if it's shomer. And if it's inside, it's usur, even if it's mufkur, as we saw the Chasei David said, with respect to also Bezdin. Okay, Rabbi Osai, with me so far? I'm making a suggestion. I can't say for sure it's true, but maybe it's true. And this is going to take us to a place where we really want to go. Question is, if so, why do we pass the Rav Shimon? Throughout Shas, we pass the Lashina Tam of the Krah. And here, the Machlokas, again, between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Yossi, assume it's Rav Shimon for a moment. And if it's based on Tam of the Krah, the Marav Fulda said we shouldn't pass it that way. So perhaps we can make the following suggestion. We pass it in the Halacha. We spoke about this in the past, in a number of occasions, including here in camp,
that although we pass in the Dashina time of the Krah, the Torah says something, right? Layar v'lo susim, that's one of the examples. Can't do it, finished. Okay? So Rabbi Shimon says, yeah, but there's an underlying reason, we all know the reason. The reason doesn't apply, the reason doesn't apply. Fine. Rabbanan say no. What's the magic word? Lo plug, right? Lo plugs by the Rabbanans are patterned after the derises. I think Rabbi Shech has in one of his svarim that the most derises are lo plug, no reason is given. And so most Rabbanans are the same. Some derises with the time of Kras Mefurish, we do follow the time of the Kras. And so some derabbanans, as Rabbi suggested recently, right? The Chayin Nefesh versus the Ein Motziin, B'Shvius. Good. But Lo Dashina Tam is a Krah. If the Pasuk is Mefurish, we're not going to come up with reasons and say, well, the reason doesn't apply, then it doesn't apply. No. What if the entire Din is only a Drash in the first place? So as I phrased it, Lo Dashina Tam is a Krah, but Dashina Tam is a Drash. By definition, it's a Drash. What's this a Drash? Dashina Tam is a Drash. He gave a number of examples in years past. One of them, I think, was Lo Sisgo to do. It's all called to avoid machlokes. So if it's going to be a bigger machlokes, so then perhaps we should let him have two different customs to avoid the machlokes. It's only a drasha. Pashpaz, you shouldn't scratch yourself. Or we suggested once about chalamayt, melachah chalamayt. Yerushalmi suggests that if the people about the ochlim v'sholsim v'pochzim, we should eliminate the isa chalamayt. A deraisa. It's not a mefurish of deraisa. Some say it's only the rabbanim. Even if it's a deraisa, it's a drasha. Dashina time of the drasha. We look in Yom Kippur, certain need on Yom Kippur, we had the same idea of hagosha. Whatever, the different things. Where we are dashina and time of the drasha. The list goes on. So here too, we can suggest that we pass the like of Shimon because there's his opinion, because dashina and time of the drasha. The beer is only a drasha. The Ramban says it may not exist at all. It's not a part of the mefurish. Now, the Yerushalmi seems to be learning, no. It's a prama furish. Min ha-sadeh tochluas tuasah tells you a chidish nifla, pashti dekra, according to the Yerushalmi, that you can only eat if there's food in the sadeh. I wouldn't learn the pshat that way. If I ask a pashtun how to teach you what it means you can go and take it from the field. Doesn't mean, it has to be left in the field, afka. But that's how the Yerushalmi seems to be going, and therefore, Marav fooled the Rebbe, according to the Yerushalmi, that Rabbi Shimon is l'shitaso. Okay, but we may hold not that way. It's considered only a drasha, and therefore we pass like the opinion which is attributed here to Rabbi Shimon. Oh. This being the case, I got to my punchline. Listen carefully. Maybe we can come to the Ravid. He had a great kash against the Ravid. Where did he make up two dinim out of nowhere? But maybe. The Yerushalmi is drasha. What did Yerushalmi say? I'll read it to you one more time. The Yerushalmi said, didn't from the Bavli. Min asadat tochluas tvoasa, kol zman shat ochel min asadat ochel min abayis, kol min asadat kalem min abayis, by time of Rav Shimon, atu shegaram tla shalo locha. It's like a knas, right? It's your bad, your fault. You cause that the chaya is starving. So you're a bad guy. So therefore it's also even b'diyevet. Fine. Rabosai, chayas are fairly resilient. Are they limited to the Eruv Trumel? No. The Chaya can meander around the entire land. And therefore, perhaps we can suggest, this is referring to a case that the Chaya is starving. Stage 2. Stage 2 is what? Stage 2 is, there's nothing left in the entire Eretz, Galilee, Yehuda, etc. Oh, it's kind of a knas. You cause the Chaya not to have anything to eat. It's also completely, as the Ravid said, gonna burn it. However, the Drush and Talmud Bavli, Psachim Dun Bezim and Bezim, and elsewhere, Kala Levemtchim and Abayis, that does not make Macholas Asuris. It's talking about Machal Behema. We already pointed this out. That's Machal Behema. There's no Macholas Asuris. Behema machalos asuris nashayich. All it means is Rabosai, as we said earlier, a second requirement to be mafkirit.
And this obligation exists to be mafkarit as long as there's no produce in the ear and tchumeho. That holds the gevaldik teres to the kasha of the parashvius. Where the raiva get two drushes for his two stages? The answer is the two drushes. Before we thought away, Rashi said one is for shmita, one is for yovel. Or, as the parashvius himself suggested, one's for Michael Behema, one's for Michael Adam. Trying to go in order. Now I'm suggesting no. One is Ha'ir Tchumeha. And then it says Kala Lebehemtecha. Then we just get it out of the house. Not Macholos Asuras. Talk about Behemes. And one is Menasada Tachlua Tzvasa. But the Chai is starving, as the Rishami said. The Chai won't starve. If there's no food, he'll go down the road. Next town. But they never left their Eretz. You know, these Galil Chayas and Yehuda Chayas, and they wouldn't cross the border because there's different. Not that there was a guard there, you know. The Chayas don't go beyond certain borders. Maybe the weather is different, the topography is different. I don't know, something is different. That's my suggestion, Pshat, to answer Shitas HaRaivit. The Ritzva, I don't understand why we have one year and another year. I don't know. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, we said before, said the Ikar is to be Mafkarib. Not the Rachmanis and the Chaya. But according to what we're suggesting, that's the first din, according to the Raivit. The second din, as the Yerushalmi says, you cause the Chaya to have to starve to death. At Garabta lo Shalot Tocho. So it is a certain concept of how Rachmanis and the Chaya. In the second din of the Raivit. Wow. Okay. Rabosai, so what happens now? That's my Chiddush. What happens now? Beer comes. What happens to the fruits? So Pasha is a Hefker. What if you're not mafkarit? Doesn't make a difference. Hefker anyway. So the question becomes, Rabbi Osai, if hefker anyway, why must it be done in front of three people? We saw the Tosefta. You call three people. No. Sorry, that Tosefta just says, we're three people. Yeah, it's in the Yerushalmi, so three people. Let's take it to the Yerushalmi, hold on. It's in Perek Tes. Right, that's another good question. But let's first take a look over here. Perek Tes, Halacha Dalet, I think it is. Halacha Dalet. Oh! What do you do with constant beer came, what do I do? Chamilach Tlosser Rachman, bring three friends, the Afkra Kumaya, and be Mafkin in front of the three friends. So the Maral Fulda says, you have to have it in front of three. The one of Darmem Heyman Aleph. But your three friends won't take it. Maybe I'll get it back. Ha! What's it called? Snatch the flag? What was it? Snatch the what? Snatched? No. Snatched the sun. It was a game. Some kind of snatch the sun when I was a kid. You say it's half, can you quickly snatch it? But your three friends, they're not. You don't have to snatch it so quickly. You put it out, your three friends are not going to bother you. They'll let you take it back with nachas. Okay? That's what it says. Mafurish. But the problem, there were people who were kaput koi de siporin, es ravimi, begin the Leslie line, ama, racham, we have no friends, Nebuch. Because they're from town A and they're living in town B. They have no friends, Nebuch. The minute you'll be a mafkrit, they're going to grab it. What do you do now? Look what he says in Eitzah. Katachman raglad slila, there's no one, it's empty, it's clear. When the coast is clear, we'd say it today. To have a mafkin be a shuka mavaklan. They bring it to the shuk and say it's hefker. And there's no one around. So v'chazin v'zachin ba, take it back. Wow. Shtick, right? Shtick. Okay, the shtick are allowed. That's what it's a bit. The shtick are, in fact, allowed. Fine. Now, Rabosai, what do you have to do this for? If it's afkata de malka, it's already hefker. So perhaps we can suggest, as we already mentioned, from the Stipula in Yavamis. Even according to the Marid Afkata de Malka, have to mafkir it all over again. Who suggested that? You suggested that? A long time ago?
Right. I just said the right.
Didn't you suggest that even though the Torah makes it hefker, you have to remafkir it? And you compared it to what?
To Bechor.
Bechor. I thought it was a little bit off the wall. I found it in print. Your Mechavat Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perla, who says exactly the comparison to
Bchor. The Torah makes it Hefka to be Mafkud all over again. Yeah, you're right. So the Stiva didn't give that, he just said it. But Rav Yochanan Fishel added that. And by the way, the Radva says it. I'll show it to you later on, not for now. Just reminding me of that. That's the part that's, that we can suggest. Answer that kasha. Otherwise, it's a big kasha. Yes, the kasha over here. This is in. He says as follows. The Paris of Hefker. He wants to know. Tzorach Bir. Im Afkata, the Malka, Madua, Tzorach Shaka, Bifnei Shlosha. Dai Bekach, Shin, Chaiveo, Lehotzia, Mibeso. For a Paris Benkach, Enem Shaloki, Chal, Het, Mimele Hefker. That's his Kasha. He has no Teretz. And we gave a Teretz. Based on, you know, that stipler with the Rivichon Peshavu, the Radvaz. Enechanami, we have to Mafkir all over again. Fine. Good. Rebosan. We saw already the pshat of the in the Yerushalmi. Good. Now, Rabosai, you want to see it yourself. You don't have the Yerushalmi in front of you. Open up to your Mishnah. Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey. I'd like you to see it inside. I always like to see things inside. Those are the articles to the Yerushalmi. Those who don't, open up to the Mishnah. Perek Tes, Shvius, Mishnah Hey. And take a look at Rabosai. Here, in the Rimbatz, at the end of Mishnah Hay. Rimbatz quotes the Yerushalmi. He explains it. Uv Yerushalmi Garsinan, Hava Uvda Perish Piris Shvius Bolifner of Yosha Omolo, Bchalacha Sholosh Oavin, Vafka Kumayak Lomar, Hovim Oavechal Yichu Hain, Vatarzo Tikramato, Tokmach Yichlu. Kaput koy desi porish al ravami bishlosh ein lano ahov v'lo shol shlomenu hech devar amalehen shetiru ashuk poni me'anoshim hotziu haperes l'shuk v'tzaku scream in a loud voice haperos alolu yehefker. So they have to hear it somewhere, but there's no one in the shuk. They'll hear it from far away. V'kevan sheyaskilu anoshim lova v'likach. Scream out! They're two blocks down. It's Hefker! But I'm faster than they are. I'm going to take it myself. You get an impression from here that you can't do it if there's absolutely no one around. No one around. Push up shot. Now, this is the shot of Rove Poskin. Oh, do you have a question?
Yeah. How long do I need to leave it there?
It's another good question. Obviously, if you beat him to the punch, you're screaming, it's Ridbat. You're screaming, it's Hefker. And this is coming from the bunk. And I'm Afkir over here in front of the Bais Medrash. I got to beat him. He's screaming, it's Hefker. Oh, they're running. Okay, half a minute. I don't know. How much do you have? It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, that the Gra on the Yerushalmi, some of you, anyone have Yerushalmi, should look it up. Pirish HaGra, we have the Bir HaGra over here. It's called Bir HaGra on the Yerushalmi. You should have it inside, look inside. What does he say, Rabbi Osai? A different shot. He says, Mafke l'shuk, pirish. The masha moti l'shuk, v'osa masa shu hefker, have hefker av shalom b'fnei shlosha. B'fnei shlosha, and it's tzorach l'otz l'shuk klal. Whoa! The grub pulled the fast one over here. It's an either or. Either a b'shuk, don't need three, or for the three, you don't need b'shuk. I just read it to you. K'savet alaf of the kubir agro. That's quite a chiddush. That is quite a chiddush. Wow. So based on this, they quote here from Rabbi Yashiv. It's over here on page Shin Pei Aleph. Quotes from Rabbi Yashiv. That what? That you can, you don't have to put it into the marketplace. You have a dira. Eretz, most people live in their own diras, in their apartments. So what do you do with it? So what do you do with it? You take it and you put it in the hole. Put it in the hole. That's what the Yashiva's quarter is saying over here. Put it in the hole. Okay? That's fascinating. Fascinating. Of course, the question becomes, is that really true? The Chazanish makes reference to the Gra, but Alocha Lamaisa, he requires you to do both, which is the Pashup Shah. Malka Bifnei Shlosha and Bashuk. All the difference between Shlosha and Bashuk is because the people have no awe of him, so they have to go into the Shuk when no one is looking. Those who have awe of him,
could do it in the shuk when people are nearby, those three guys won't take it. That's the pashup shot. That's how the Chaz Nishim to paskin, that you have to have b'shuk and b'fnei shloshim. And the Groz Moda says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that if there's no one around, that's no good. Unless you put it there and you go to sleep, if you see it das completely, then it's good. But this shtick won't work in the middle of the desert. It won't work. The Gra is the Chaz Nishim relied on the Gra b'shas atchak to have b'fnei shlosha. Even if it's not bishuk, as I said before, you put it in your hallway. You have to have kavana, since you own part of the hallway. If you're a co-op owner or something like that, the yachotah should not be kona for you. So these are some of the highlights of this idea of beer. But tomorrow we'll discuss more pratim about how you mafka precisely and other halachas which relate to beer as well. B'siyata d'shmaya. Okay.